We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you today.
I don't borrow from its sunshine, or its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today I'll walk beside him. For he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know my hand. Every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden's getting lighter. Every cloud is silver lined. There the sun is always shining, there no tear will dim the eye. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that be my portion may be through the flame or flood, but his presence goes before me, and I'm covered with his blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know he holds my hand.
Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Let the gates of praise be open, sound ye forth the joy within. Shout and sing, the Lord has spoken, for he saves and keeps from sin. Praise him in the sanctuary, praise him in the sovereign prayer. Praise him in.
Full of gladness, which we joyfully proclaim, how it cheers the sad and lonely, how it magnifies his name.
Praise him in the sanctuary.
Heavenly Father, we do praise Thee because Thou art God, and Thou art the giver of every good and every perfect gift. We praise Thee for the gift of Thy dear Son, and we praise Thee for the gift of salvation through Him. We thank You for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today, and we're trusting that the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each one in our congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, Things That Never Change. And our text of Scripture is taken out of the little book of Malachi, the last book of the Old Covenant, or the Old Testament, beginning with chapter 6, verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom you seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be as swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swears, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside themselves and the stranger from his right and the stranger from his left. And fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. We live in a fast-changing world. Especially does that seem to be so in the last 50 years or so. The mode of travel from walking to the camel, the horse and buggy, to the jet age, and even to the space travel. And in communications, we read of runners in the Bible, the beating of drums in Africa, smoke signals by those we call Indians in the early days of this nation, and so from that to satellites, these little things that you hold in your hand, you can talk on it and the message go up to a satellite and you can talk to somebody on the other side of the world. And then the internet sending messages around the world in a matter of seconds. And a number of the stations that we are on broadcast their services or their programs over the internet. And so we are not only on shortwave, but we are on the internet on a number of stations that reach around the world. What a change from 50 years or so ago. But, you know, there are things that never change. And I have just read from our text of Scripture here in Malachi, the 3rd chapter and the 6th verse, "For I am the Lord, I change not." Jesus Christ also changes not. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. So we read in Hebrews chapter 3 or 13 and verse 8. The word of God is forever settled in heaven, and it never changes. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Psalm 119:89. And Jesus, in the Lord's Prayer, as recorded in John 17:17, said, "Thy word is truth, and his truth endureth unto all generations." And the truth does not change from generation to generation. Many religious organizations change their message through the years, but God's message remains the same. God's promises are also true, and they never change. God promised Abraham that through his seed, all the nations of the earth would be blessed. Yes, it is true that he promised the literal seed of Abraham, the Israelites, the Hebrews, he promised them the land of Canaan, and he fulfilled that promise. But this particular promise was not limited to the Hebrew people. This is for the entire world. When God promised Abraham that through his seed all the nations of the earth would be blessed, That was the promise of the Messiah. Verse 1 of our text, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. The promise of the coming of John the Baptizer fulfilled through Zacharias and Elizabeth, two elderly saints. Zacharias was fulfilling his appointment at Jerusalem. In those days, the priests went up to Jerusalem and served there for 2 weeks. They had so many priests that they did not serve all the time. Of course, on the holy seasons, they called more of them to come to Jerusalem to serve. But Zacharias was there, and he had the blessed privilege, which was indeed a privilege for a priest. He had the privilege of burning the incense one evening. And while he was there in the tabernacle or in the temple burning the incense, one appeared to him standing by the altar. And that was an angel of the Lord. And he told Zacharias that he and his wife would bear a son. Now both of them were old. Elizabeth was past what was normally expected as childbearing age. Nevertheless, the angel of the Lord told Zacharias that they would have a son. And Zacharias doubted it, and the angel told him, you're not going to be able to speak until this son is born. And after he fulfilled his 2 weeks there, he went home, and in the due course of time, Elizabeth conceived. Yes, in her old age, Elizabeth conceived. And whenever her cousin Mary came to visit her, the babe in her womb leaped as Mary entered the house. And the promise was fulfilled. Elizabeth bore a son. And that was the promise that God had made here in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. That was a prophecy of John the Baptizer, or the Elijah that was promised to come. Now, Elijah was not reincarnated, as some people might believe. Jesus Christ made it plain to his disciples that John was the one who fulfilled the promise concerning the prophet coming. And John fulfilled it in the power of the Spirit, not actually the literal Elijah. But God's promise was kept. God fulfilled his promise, and he fulfilled all of the promises that he made to Abraham. And God is faithful yet today. For I am the Lord, I change not. I am the messenger of the covenant, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came and instituted by his death and resurrection the new covenant. The old covenant expired, and we are no longer under the old Mosaic law or covenant, but we are under a better covenant, one that Jesus Christ brought to bear. It is called the New Covenant, and that's because the old covenant ceased to exist. And what a covenant we have today, so much better than the old covenant. And Jesus Christ is the one who brought that covenant into being. He is our high priest. Yes, Aaron was the first high priest, and they had high priests down through the old covenant times. But Jesus Christ is our high priest, and his priesthood doesn't pass from one to another. He is our high priest, and he will be as long as time lasts. So he is the fulfillment of this promise, as well as John the Baptizer. Who shall abide in the day of his coming? So we read in our text today, only they who shall believe on his name. Yes, who shall abide in my tabernacle? They that believe God, they that are willing to obey God, those that are willing to live for him and do his bidding and his will. Who shall abide the day of his coming? Those that have been washed and made clean in the blood of the Lamb. He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi. The priests came from the tribe of Levi. Not all of the Levitical tribe were priests, but the priests came from the tribe of Levi. And God did not give them a land inheritance in the land of promise, but 12 tribes were to support the Levitical tribe with their tithes. Now in this New Testament age, God has a holy ministry. We don't refer to them as priests, because all of God's people are priests according to Peter. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Every child of God is a priest in the sense that they have the privilege of going to God in prayer. It was only the priests that sought God and ministered in the Old Covenant, in the tabernacle, and in the temple. But in the new, under the New Covenant, we all have the privilege of coming to Christ ourselves. And in that sense, we are all priests. But besides that, God does have true ministers who proclaim the gospel of God. And we are told, "Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord." Isaiah 52:11. You don't find a bunch of sinning preachers in God's church. And I repeat that. You do not find a bunch of sinning preachers in God's church. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. The kingdom of God shall stand forever. We read in Daniel 2:44 that in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all of these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. No, I am not looking forward to a 1,000-year literal kingdom, for I am in an eternal kingdom now that shall stand forever. Jesus said, "The time has been fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." Mark 1:15. Jesus also said, Luke 16:16, "For the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it." The kingdom of God is within you. Paul said in Romans 14:17, "The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost." And the king of this kingdom will be king throughout a time in eternity. It will not be left to other people. What a wonderful king we have, and what a wonderful kingdom we have the privilege of being a part of. And remember, God's kingdom will stand forever. Another truth that shall not change: the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. Therefore, you must be born again to enter into the kingdom of God that I was just speaking of. So Jesus told Nicodemus, as recorded in John 3:3-5, you must be born again, otherwise you cannot see, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. So we read in Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth, 5:17. If a man be in Christ, his old sinful life is gone. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we, that are dead to sin, live any longer therein? Awake to righteousness, and sin not. He that is born of God doth not commit sin, For his seed remaineth in him and cannot sin, because he is born of God. Now that doesn't mean that a person can't backslide, but it does mean as long as the word of God abides in your heart, you will not fail of the grace of God. You will be successful in your Christian living. Now, another promise, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, the latter part of Romans 6 and 23, where he said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's why Jesus came into this world, so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Yes, there are many things that are changing, rapidly changing, but there are some things that never change. I am the Lord, I change not. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these truths with this precious congregation today. We trust the Holy Spirit has accompanied the words that has been spoken, and that they are finding lodgment in hearts and bringing forth fruit for the glory of our God. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been the privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We would be thankful if you'd write and let us know that you hear our program and that it's a blessing to you. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And we have a booklet that I'd like to offer you, free of charge and postage paid. And the title of this booklet is Why the Millennial Doctrine is Not Biblical. Why the Millennial Doctrine is Not Biblical. Yours free and postage paid if you'll just write and ask for it. Again, our postal address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can join us in our services. Sunday morning begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6. And our Wednesday evening service begins at 7. And they are broadcast live over the Internet. www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in the station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Once I was out.